This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the second hour of the program. You can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Aria here tonight. We started out talking about Joe Biden and his ridiculous statements that he made on 60 Minutes about inflation, his comments on the end of COVID, or the end of the pandemic. COVID's still a problem, he says, but the pandemic's over. And a bunch of people on the left are not happy about that, but he did polling numbers, or he did significant polling and found that a large number of people in the Democratic Party are tired of all the COVID restrictions. So that's why they've been laying off and the restrictions have been rolling back over the last few months.
Well, it's very obvious that it's not going to be popular. But the last attempts that governments made to impose, you know, restrictions and vaccine mandates and mask mandates and all that, it didn't go over very well. And it wasn't
They had diminishing returns. It went over well in the beginning. And then, okay, now you got to get your third and your fourth booster. That's going to try some people's levels of patience.
My dad told me today that my grandma in California says things like, "We can't wait for the next booster."
Well, there's still some true believers, right? I mean, those are the hardcores. Those are the ones that are mad at Biden for making this statement.
What are they getting out of the booster that they're, like, eagerly looking forward to? Because I can't.
They feel safe.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, and my dad even said that he asked her, like, why? What is it doing for you? And she's like, it's keeping us alive.
That's sad.
Or maybe the opposite is true. There seems to be a lot of people who are dying unexpectedly as a result, supposedly, of these vaccines and boosters. And it's hard to connect one thing to the other, but why are so many sports athlete types literally keeling over, like in their 30s,
dying
on the field? Yeah, that's happened too.
Yeah, like high schoolers.
On the field.
It reminds me of this Next Generation, the Star Trek Next Generation episode, where there was like this society that was dependent on this drug that they needed to stay alive. Otherwise, they would die. Mm. And there was this other society that was evolved entirely around getting these people this drug that they needed just to stay alive. And it turned out to just be, it was a narcotic they were addicted to.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And they had been lied to their entire lives, but they firmly believed that they needed this drug in order to stay alive.
Well, that's the thing. They probably did. I mean, we're not talking about a real story here, but it could be a real story because the placebo effect is so strong. When somebody really does believe a thing to be true from a health standpoint, it might as well be true. If you took that thing away, if somebody believed that this placebo or narcotic or whatever it was keeping them alive and you took it from them, they would lose their minds and they would likely develop maladies as a result of not having it because that's what they believe should happen in their body. And there's a lot of evidence for this in the world of placebo. There's reverse or what they call negative placebo, I think, effects.
Yeah.
And then there's standard like placebo effects. And people's minds are in a significant amount of control over their health and they don't realize it. And so there's some of that in play here as well.
Absolutely, but it just paints a scary picture that we could have one of these societies developing right in front of our eyes where these people are just legitimately convinced that they are being kept alive by these COVID-19 vaccines.
Nothing would please the pharmaceutical companies more.
Yep.
I mean, trans people would probably please them more.
What do you mean? Because they take a lot of drugs.
They're lifelong customers, right?
Yeah.
And this is an issue that a lot of people have pointed out, that there's sort of a conflict of interest here between pharmaceutical companies and doctors and the doctors who receive kickbacks for pharmaceutical companies and stuff like that. They want more trans people.
Yeah, there's long been a conflict of interest there. They, for instance, don't get cash given to them, but they'll get, like, cruises and other bonuses. Let's go to the phones here. Crichton's on the line in Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've rejoined the podcast feed for the Daily Digest, and I've been wondering for a while. I don't know how much of this you guys can actually tell me. Because I've searched for it and I cannot find the answer. And it could be just mundane, but I'm going to ask it. What became of Mark Edgington?
Oh, he has...
We fired him, no. And we dragged him under the bridge, and we left him to rot.
He's probably going to be back in like a week, I think.
He's going to be here like Monday.
I don't know for how long he's staying.
Saturday.
He's been kind of touring the planet for the last half a decade, trying to find some sort of freer place. He kind of gave up on the whole New Hampshire freedom movement, which is too bad, but that's what he did. I think he was frustrated that it wasn't happening quick enough.
He just doesn't like the cold.
No, that's what
he's got some valid criticisms of, you know, the Free State Project and recent developments with, you know, certain free staters and activists and things like that. And as he's got some valid criticisms. It's not just he hates the cold, right?
It's not just he hates the cold, but that's a big thing.
Did he move? Did he finally move to those islands, the Marineris Islands?
He did move there, and then he left. He decided that wasn't the right place for whatever this movement is that he wants to create. And so he's continued to look in various other places, and he seems to have settled now on an island just north of Honduras. So it is part of Honduras, but it's an island, and he's purchased some property there, and it's like a resort or something like that, and he wants to bring people there. And he's also got some sort of mountain that he's investing in on the mainland in Honduras. That I'm not sure what that's going to turn into. So he's been spending a lot of time down in Honduras recently. You all right?
Okay.
You a racetrack?
Well, yeah. No, I'm actually at work, and that's the main reason I don't call much anymore.
Okay.
I'm in an industrial environment. And I'm trying to get away. I try to get away from the noise sources as much as possible, and a truck just rolled by me.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you calling and asking. But, yeah, Mark's just kind of trying to find a more freer place or build a freer place. He's got his heart set on this ZA concept, which is what they call a special economic zone that supposedly, if it were to work as it was intended, would be essentially a legal carve-out from an existing government where they would set a certain set of land, they would set that aside, and they would basically say, okay, well, this is going to be our special economic zone, and you don't have to pay the normal taxes here, and you don't have to obey the normal governmental regulations here, and so it's supposed to be like a freer place for people to do business and to live. And unfortunately, the Honduran government earlier this year, I believe it was, voted unanimously to repeal the special economic zone program. They have to vote on it again next year, but since it was unanimous this year, it seems unlikely that it's going to, you know, fail.
It seems set up. I mean, how many things do governments ever vote unanimously on?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's hard to be optimistic about this. That said, there already is a special economic zone on one of the three islands north of Honduras called Roatan. They already have the ball rolling there.
Prospera,
yep. And
that's sort of the issue, though. I mean, that's the catalyst of the issues, right? Because then you have jealous people watching them and saying, how come they get to have this infrastructure that they built, by the way, how come they get to have this infrastructure and they're not paying the taxes like I'm paying taxes?
Yeah, it's not fair.
It sounds like something they could get the Honduran people behind easily if they wanted to be like, we don't want these people here coming from out of country.
Well, hey, if I got to pay taxes, everybody's got to pay taxes. That's the abused person's viewpoint. So it's easy to manipulate those people. And it's sad. Now, Prospera says they've got attorneys.
Then you run into the real heart of all of these issues here, which is that you're relying on a government to keep its word.
Caller, if you want to hear any Mark episodes, he was here all of June, and he was on like almost all of the episodes in June 2022, so you can go back and listen to those if you want.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Crichton, thanks for the call, man. Nice hearing from you. Appreciate you dialing in here tonight. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, and I'm sure Mark will have an update for us on what's been going on. I follow the Prospera people on Twitter. I haven't noticed them posting much recently. They say they've got attorneys. They say they're going to fight this, right? So they say, all right, well, look, you guys are repealing the ZA program. That means there can't be new ZAs formed, but y'all let us form one. And so under the rules of XYZ, whatever, Constitution, blah, 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 we should be able to continue with this ZA under the ZA rules. Whether that's going to succeed at the Honduran Supreme Court, it remains to be seen. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. and I'm sure we will hear more as that develops. The number 603-283-6160, and I do wish them the best. I do, you know.
Absolutely.
I hope that it works out for them, because, you know, having more free places from which to choose out there in the world.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Gold and Silver at Bullion. Precious Metals.com. You know that precious metals are the most stable assets in recorded history. They've done a great job over the years of keeping people up with inflation, making sure that the value that you've earned in your life is not stripped away by people like Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and their Federal Reserve Treasury Department associates that are, of course, ruining the U.S. dollar. So if you buy from BullionMax.com, you don't have to talk to a salesperson. Your precious metals will ship fully insured directly to your home. Free Talk Live can get you their silver starter kit at employee pricing. You go to BullionMax.com/FTL to get yours. Aria, you got one.
I did. I would highly recommend it.
And you liked it. It's got 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, and it'll get you started. If you've never been into silver before, or maybe you already still are in silver, and you just want to change your dealer over to BullionMax.com, you get this deal. It's just one per household. That's the limit on the silver starter kit. BullionMax.com/FTL to get yours now. Let's go to the phones here. Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you again for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I have a real quick story that I brought up a while back, but my cellmate in Berlin, you know,
at state prison,
really close friends with me. Mm-hmm. We shared the same cell for nearly a year.
Wow.
And he's been working down in near the Cape. He was about 50. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he didn't get the right, supplements or, whatever. I encouraged him to get the vitamin D and the C and zinc and, we lost him. He's gone.
From what?
From allegedly, COVID, but I didn't have a good connection with the rest of his family, so mm-hmm. I don't know many details. Mm-hmm. And the other interesting story is I was just talking to my sister and brother-in-law, and they both contracted COVID, and they're kind of the progressive wing of my family.
Okay.
And I stay in touch with them, and they're not, rabidly, TDS or anything like that.
So what happened to them?
Except, the interesting thing was, is one, my brother-in-law, who was very much more, likely to get into my stuff about, liberty and anything like that.
You mean when you say get into your stuff, you mean he was going against you?
No, like to listen to you?
He would, go off on a rant against me.
Against you, okay.
I'm trying to have a conversation with her,
So what happened with the...
The interest...
Free Talk Live from the 45th Freedom Festival here. Well, I keep saying that. Sports of Habit. I've been saying that every day for the last
Is it Sunday?
The the viewpoint of at least generally people on the left is to be against those things and only go with the drug
vaccine
companies.
I was freaked out, actually, that he took...
Well, why was he on these things?
Huh?
Why was he on, you know, hydroxychloroquine?
For prevention's sake.
Well, we are assuming that. Right, but Vasilev hasn't told us why he was sick. And it's also an anti-malarial drug, right? I mean, maybe he's been to Africa recently, so...
Well, what my sister said about it was that that he's been taking that regularly, you know, for some period of time, she didn't say. And
she didn't say why he was taking it?
We were talking about, you know, what happened with their own... virus,
their experience with it?
The virus, you know, came through and they had, you know, they recovered at home, and I guess my sister was only out for a couple of, and my...
So what's the takeaway from this, Bad Slave? What are we supposed to take away from this?
You know, he didn't have any symptoms.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Was just one of those people that positive. Test.
And these are people in their 60s and 70s?
Yes. Okay. They're a little bit younger than me.
There you go. No symptoms.
Well,
thank you for the call tonight, Bad Slave. Appreciate the story. So, yeah, again.
I'm sorry to hear about his friend. That is really sad.
Well,
he's only 50.
So he doesn't know a lot about what happened there, so it's hard to really make any kind of conclusions. And again, appreciate the call. So just calling to share the personal story of family members who, liberal, but yet taking hydroxychloroquine, had no symptoms when it came to COVID, or very little. So there you go.
Why did they even get tested, first of all, if they had no symptoms? Most of the people I know who, you know...
Because those people are obsessed about testing and obsessed with following the COVID protocols. And
I guess,
if you've got a little sniffle, you got to get the test.
Sometimes
I know a lot
people's
of,
jobs make them constantly test.
That's the one I'm most familiar with. I know a lot of liberals, and none of them are like, oh, no, I've got a sniffle, I better go out and get a COVID test. Most of them are more like me. They're like, yeah, I've got a sniffle, I don't really care. It could be COVID, could be something else.
My old coworker just recently... was telling my old boss she had to go get tested because someone in their family, like her sister-in-law, got COVID. So her and her mom went and tested themselves just because someone who lives in a house near them got COVID.
Wow.
They were negative, but
people are crazy.
Continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Coming up, Trump apparently has embraced QAnon. Remember QAnon, the crazy cult that...
He's been flirting with QAnon for a very long time.
Yeah, but now it's getting a little more than flirtatious, apparently. It's getting serious. And you've got a story about that, Aria. That's on the way here. And if you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. Plus, speaking of Trump and Biden, apparently Joe Biden is beginning to continue the construction of the border wall that started under Trump. Despite all the talk about, you know, being different from Trump. It's Free Talk Live. There's more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the nation's largest investment banks is lowering the outlook for U.S. economic growth. Goldman Sachs cut its GDP growth forecast to just 1.1% in 2023. It was previously 1.5%. The downgrade comes ahead of another expected interest rate hike by the Fed Reserve this week. More than a week of mourning across the United Kingdom is coming to a close as Queen Elizabeth is laid to rest at Windsor Castle. Her burial comes after a state funeral attended by world leaders, including President Biden. A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake has struck off the coast of southern Mexico. A tsunami warning remains in effect as 10-foot waves batter the region. The quake caused buildings to shake in Mexico City, some 230 miles away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join the show. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. And you can get on our social media platform over at social.freetalklive.com. It is a Mastodon-based system. That means that it's open source. It's self-hosted. That means we run the server. That means we set the rules, and there aren't very many rules on our server. So you get a much more of a freedom of speech aspect. You get to express yourself more freely when you're on our social media platform instead of those big megatech corporations. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. We go back to your calls and thoughts. Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio. First up, Major Payne is on the line. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, guys and gals.
What's on your mind?
Audience, I hope everybody's well.
Yes, indeed. You were drunk on Saturday night, huh, Major?
Well, I do like it. I like Beard Talk, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He called into Beard Talk Live late Saturday night. And it was funny because Jack from Washington was already on the line, and Jack was pretty wasted. And so then Major Payne called in, also pretty wasted. And so they conferenced the two calls together. So you actually got to hear Jack and Major Payne both drunk, both on the phones at the same time. Something you cannot get on FCC regulated radio. So if you want to hear what happened, then you should go. It's on our podcast feed. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com, subscribe to that. There, the full show, the full 3-hour Beard Talk Live is on the podcast feed.
It's on Odyssey.
It's also on our Odyssey channel, so you can go to video.freetalklive.com and you can hear what happened. Anyway, Major, what were you calling for tonight?
Yeah, that was damn near as good as being in a sawdust-covered bar, you know, with the floor of peanut shells and whatnot.
Oh, peanut shells. I thought you said pee on the, I don't know, pee on the floor.
You gave me a pretty good segue because my brother-in-law dropped dead of a heart attack like 2-3 weeks after he got a shot. And he was then he was in his 70s, but he was always a health nut. He was a dentist. He taught at U of M, drank wine. I mean, you know, he wasn't a polluted fellow at all. And 2 weeks after he got the shot, bam, he dropped dead.
And, sorry to hear that.
I've lived my life with a lot of things in mind and models and such, but one thing that I learned long ago is if you didn't learn something today, you wasted a damn day. So as a result, I try to hang out with people smarter than me, and in Northern Michigan, the redneck society I live in, that's pretty damn hard to do.
So that's why you listen to us every night. Oh, thank you, Major. Appreciate it.
Every now and then I get a hold of a golden biscuit, and I do try to share it with you. So I learned the other day that most of the people that have taken the shot are probably going to drop dead within 10 years.
Well, you know, it's not proven yet. It's just a...
Well, you can't. It's hard to prove.
I mean, there's pretty good chances that any one of us are going to drop dead within the next 10 years, too.
It's a speculation at best, but the evidence does present itself quite properly.
Well, yeah, what you can't, I don't think what you can do is you can say for sure that these people died because of the shot. All you can do is say, did the person have the shot? And what did they die from? And is that unusual? A lot of people in the medical field that we've talked to, including our very own Nikki, one of our co-hosts, she's trained nurse and was in that field. I believe she's just gotten back into it recently. But they were seeing dramatic increases in the numbers of cases like myocarditis is one of them, amongst people that would normally not have it, a dramatic like number of them coming in by comparison to what it was previously.
Yeah, I forgot about that, actually. I remember her saying, like, towards the end of her being a nurse, which was the end of last year, like, we have, like, one COVID patient. We have a bunch of people with blood problems who are 18
clotting.
Years old.
Right. So all kinds of weird...
Yeah, one person lost an arm because of a blood clot. I mean, it's pretty unusual.
Yeah.
You guys remember 30 years ago when sickle cell anemia was going rampant through the black community?
No, I don't remember 30 years ago.
Well, sickle cell anemia basically looks like a boomerang in your blood cells, which are supposed to be round. Hey, you got a sickle cell...
Okay.
Shaped like a thigh.
Got it.
Communists have that.
Is that with a helmet on it spiked? So it's the log jam from hell in your arteries.
Right. What about
this
it?
This is ancient stuff, dude. This was.
Well, that's what the vaccine was, right? It supposedly programmed your body to create these spiky proteins, right? And obviously, your blood cells are smooth and round precisely so that they don't clog and cause these clots. However, if there's a bunch of spikes on them, or in the case of sickle cell anemia, if they're misshapen, then they're not going to progress as smoothly. They're going to snag on one another. And, you know, if your body is programmed to make some of them spike proteins, those spikes are going to catch each other, and you're going to end up with a blood clot.
Well, at least you didn't get COVID. Thanks, Major, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number tonight is 603-283-6160. But, yeah, you know, listen to people in the healthcare field who are telling you that numbers of these cases are dramatically higher than what they would normally be. And, again, correlation is not causation. So you still can't say 100%, well, it was the vaccines that did it. But when you look at... what has changed in the last 2 years? What is it that has been significantly different? Because, you know, there's certain averages, right? Like you have a certain number of average numbers of cases of a certain type over a time period, right? That's something you can calculate and you can look at. And then if all of a sudden that goes up by 3x or more or whatever, then you've got something weird going on. And if that's not just happening in one place, but it's happening in a lot of different places where people have been highly vaccinated, and you're not seeing those things happening in areas where people weren't highly vaccinated, then you can extrapolate some potential conclusions based on those correlations. But again, correlation is not causation, so we'll never know for sure. And that's nice for the drug companies, because you'll never be able to, I don't think they're going to be able to prove this.
No, but I'm not sure how common this is either. I mean, certainly there's, you know, we've heard stories of blood clots and stuff like that. But, you know, I still work in, you know, the normal realm out there with
people. And you don't hear about it.
And, like, all of my coworkers are vaccinated, some of them boosted, and none of them are, like, suffering with blood clots or anything either. Yeah. So, I don't know how common blood clots even could be as a side effect of the COVID-19 vaccines. From what I can tell, the vaccines didn't do anything in any direction
for the average
person.
They certainly increased the profits of Pfizer and Moderna at the bare minimum.
Well, everyone that got the, like, what is it called? The one that the military had to get, and it was really bad for anthrax. Everyone had horrible reactions. Like, my dad had anthrax and luckily never had anything bad happen to him. And a lot of people are completely physically disabled for the rest of their lives because of it. It's probably just, like, you know, body to body.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily on board with the total pharmaceutical conspiracy theorist, which is the view that everyone who took a vaccine is going to die from the vaccine.
I mean, what would be the point of that from the government? Let me kill all of my most loyal subjects.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense. But it does make sense that they used a very untested drug on a very willing population to see what happens. And they basically made the general population test subjects for this new type of medication, and they're seeing what happens. And they knew some people were going to die, because some of the test results that did come out, remember, I think it was earlier this year, remember that judge ordered Pfizer, they had to reveal the things they were supposed to reveal 70 years down the road. The judge says, no, you got to reveal that right away. And so they're on a much quicker path. They couldn't do it all in 1 month. They were doing like 10,000 documents a month or something like that. But in some of those documents, they showed a tremendous level of, you know, negative results coming from the testing of these drugs, what little testing that they did have, and that was being covered up.
To say nothing of all of the leaks from, you know, Project Veritas has brought us, so these pharmaceutical reps, like, hey, look, I wouldn't get any of these vaccines.
Right.
So that, I wouldn't either, but, you know, I'm not one of the reps out there pimping these vaccines to people.
Yeah. If you got one, I wouldn't get the others. The number here is 603-283-6160, because I wouldn't want these strangers experimenting on my body with some new mRNA technology, not having any idea what it was going to do, all to save me from, you know, a disease that has a 99.9% survival rate. I mean, all of this is just so ridiculous. There's more coming up here in moments, so you can join us on the air.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
And you can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We had a question earlier about our co-host, Mark Edge, what he's up to these days. He's actually going to be going to a conference coming up in October. It is the Free Cities Foundation's annual conference called Liberty in Our Lifetime, happening in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd, and Mark is going to be speaking at that conference. They're going to be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. So if you've been hearing Mark talk about the whole ZA or special economic zone concept, I think this conference is going to be full of those kind of people. So this is the conference for you if that's what you're interested in. You can also save 20% by using code FTL20 at the checkout when you go to lifetimeliberty.com. That's code FTL20, and you can go to Prague with Mark October 21st through the 23rd. And he'll see you there. All right, so we're continuing here. We've been talking, for the most part, kind of about the Joe Biden gaffes and his opinion about COVID being, or rather the quote-unquote pandemic, being over, setting off some of the more liberal people out there that are still true believers, still putting a mask on while they're alone in their car. You know, those kinds of people, they're the one who are living.
Those kind of people scare me, man.
I saw one today.
Yeah, and Ian was like, didn't he hear that the pandemic is over?
Because, I mean, if you're so incapable of thinking and so brainwashed by this that
so
you're going
fearful.
To... Yes, and so fearful. I mean, that's not even fearful.
It's total fear.
There's nothing for them to be afraid of.
They don't understand that. They're hearing this. One guy says there's 3,000 or almost 3,000 Americans dying from COVID-19 every single week.
Even if all of that is true... If they're in their car by themselves,
but it could sneak into the car and get them.
Could have gotten on a surface or into the air or something.
That's scary. It's scary
understand.
That these people could
yeah.
exist.
It's hard to fathom.
I feel like a lot of them just really just haven't ever, you know, left the place they live, don't know a lot of people, and they just really don't realize that not a lot of people are dying.
There's a couple more comments here, and then we're going to get into Trump. embracing QAnon, apparently. But a little bit more from the New York Post story, where they're interviewing some of the people from, or they're getting comments from people on the hard left who are mad at Biden for announcing the pandemic is over. One of them,
because that's how these things are decided now, by democracy, right? If enough people are upset on Twitter, then that means the pandemic is back.
Dr. Arif Feigelding, an
epidemiologist
at Harvard University, a former member at Harvard, said this. A 911 every week is a very big deal. Don't get me started on hashtag long COVID.
Oh, a 911 every week. Okay.
Wreaking havoc on millions more. He then followed up later saying, quote, I'm still shaking my head at what Biden says. If he only knew how much I stuck my head out and sacrificed for him in 2020.
What did you do? Did he...
I guess he supported his campaign.
Maybe he was helping him with the child sacrifices that they do.
but, you know, look, hey, sorry, buddy. Your politician disappointed you. You're surprised about that, huh?
What he's describing there is the sunken cost fallacy, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, I assume what he's referring to as far as his sacrifices, you know, not going out, wearing a mask, doing all of that tedious stuff, sacrificing a year of his life or whatever in order to stall the pandemic. And now all of that could be undone. But really, it's just the sunken cost fallacy. Like, it's... He's already sacrificed too much. He can't live in a world where all of that was for nothing. You know, the only thing he can do at this point is to continue sacrificing. Because otherwise it's all for nothing.
Doctor.
And that's why a lot of people are so scared, because they got vaccinated. They can't mentally accept that there's nothing to actually be afraid of and that they took a vaccine that actually is probably more dangerous than the virus they're supposed to be afraid of. So their brain just doubles down.
Yep. Dr. Megan Ranney is one of them. She's the dean of the Brown University School of Public Health. She said, is the pandemic different? She said in all caps, sure. But over? With 400 deaths a day? I call malarkey.
But Biden promised us no malarkey.
Anyway, that's the story there. So Biden says it's over. And I think Bonnie's right that they're just paving the way for the next big disaster, the next big thing to come along, whether it be hyperinflation, lockdowns due to the climate change, the insanity of the electricity prices and all the restrictions that may be coming along with that. We're going to see that likely in Europe first before it comes here, but that
or
may be coming here.
What my parents think, which is that they're going to stage like violent people so that way they say that, oh, these people want a civil war, then they're going to lock us all in our states. That's what my parents really think.
Well, they're really good at staging plots to incite violence and things like that. We saw that with the Whitmer capping, where like just about everyone involved was an FBI agent or an FBI informant. A plot totally created by the FBI. And, of course, there's all of these, quote, terror plots that they're regularly thwarting, and it turns out to be just some mentally handicapped person that the CIA or the FBI was, you know, going to give a bomb to. And look, they decided not to give him a bomb, and that makes them heroes
or
whatever.
And then there's the questionable January 6th quote-unquote riot, where they were basically let in the side doors by the agents that were working on the ground there in the Capitol building. I mean, there's video footage of that happening. So was that something set up by the government for the reason and excuse to scare people that democracy was under threat and that we need to have more police state and more restrictions and put these darn terrorists in prison? People are going to prison for years over just simply taking a walk through the Capitol building. It's crazy.
Well, there's all sorts of conspiracy theories out there. And, of course, one of the more popular ones that we've heard about the last few years is this QAnon conspiracy. And I'm not an expert on exactly what the QAnon conspiracy really entails.
Me neither, but it is one of those things that has come up from time to time. So I've looked at an occasional thing about QAnon. And if I recall correctly, the claim is that QAnon is some sort of an insider. That he is in the, I don't know if it was just the Trump administration or he's like a bureaucrat that's been there for a long time. I'm not sure what the time frame was supposed to be, but somebody in the White House, somebody who's got connections and they know what's happening and that they are going to reveal the real story or whatever. And then when Trump lost the election, QAnon disappeared for some number of months, if not like most of a year. And then I believe the story was that QAnon came back. And so the QAnon
is certainly back at this point.
Yeah, and they over the years of Trump and this QAnon sort of phenomenon, there have been these followers that have come into play, and the followers
priests.
Are even more interesting. Well, or acolytes or whatever you want to call them, people that believe the QAnon story. They bought it hook, line, and sinker. Even though there's so many different examples, from what I understand, of QAnon being completely wrong. Right, the whole idea is QAnon can predict what's going to happen because he's on the inside track. Well,
it's just like Harold Camping, right? The guy who's regularly predicting apocalypses.
He's still alive?
I don't know. He may be dead by now. He was pretty old back in the 90s, but he was constantly predicting the end of the world is going to occur on this day. Jesus is going to come back on this day or whatever. And
isn't it weird since the Bible specifically says nobody knows the time? It's just why?
I don't know.
But people keep following people like that. By the way, Camping died in 2013.
Okay, but he was just consistently wrong, but that didn't stop people from continuing to believe in him.
Right.
And it certainly didn't stop him from continuing to make predictions, because it doesn't matter.
That's just how much people don't care about any facts, is they don't care about the fact that multiple of his old predictions didn't happen, and therefore he shouldn't be trusted.
Yeah, it's just a belief system, and it's very religious. The whole QAnon thing had a lot of echoes of religious fervor when it came to the QAnon followers. But Trump had always kind of, like, kept himself at a distance.
He winked at it, right? Yeah. He smiled and nodded at it, but he never actually was like, yes, the QAnon thing is for real. But he's getting pretty close to it today. And even the Associated Press here even describes him as winking at QAnon for years. Donald Trump is now overtly embracing the baseless conspiracy theory, because they're the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. They cannot mention QAnon without also in the same paragraph or same sentence talking about how it's complete nonsense. They can't just give you the facts. And I would agree that it is complete nonsense, but unrelated. Even as
I don't know if it's complete nonsense. Maybe
it's largely nonsense.
Maybe some of it's correct. I don't know. I don't follow it. I don't even know how you follow it.
Yeah, all I can remember is that they said that he was going to actually take over the White House, even though Biden got elected like at a certain day in March. So that's all I really remember.
That never happened.
That's true. I don't know how much of the stuff that I've heard about QAnon is the bulk of QAnon, but what I've heard about it is nonsense.
I think they banned it from Twitter, and I don't know where QAnon posts. Maybe it's on the new Truth Social or whatever. I don't know if that's where they are now.
I think it's on 8chan, right?
QAnon?
Isn't that? Yeah.
I have no idea.
I thought that was where it originated.
I don't know enough about the history of it. But if you do, and you want to weigh in, and this will tell us a little bit about what Trump is apparently now saying, becoming closer than ever with this mysterious account, there's more on the way.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.